Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 29th. The grains closed higher with May corn up 3.25 cents at 650.5, May wheat up a nickel, 704.75, and May beans up 9.5 cents at 1477.25. The new crop didn't fare as well. Corn, new crop, December corn down 1.75 cents at 570.5. November beans down 1.25 cents at 1302.5. The wheat was probably the biggest story here. We opened 20 higher, went about 24 higher, and then broke 23.5 or 22.5 cents off the highs. Kansas City wheat, after being 24 higher, actually closed lower on the day here, down 2 cents. It certainly looked like somebody just jumped all over the opening prices here. Was it Putin selling more wheat on a rally? It's certainly possible, in my opinion. Most of this was due to the statement by Cargill that they're not going to be handling Russian grain. I don't think it really means all that much, frankly. They said they're no longer going to handle or load Russian grain. So maybe people thought that was pretty bullish out here. You know, if they're not going to do it, somebody else will. So I don't see that as being a major problem out here. But the wheat had the overreaction on the opening, then broke pretty good during the day. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 300,000 metric tons on the wheat. Corn, a pretty good number, 1.6 million metric tons, with China continuing to be a buyer in here. And the beans, 550, pretty low number in my opinion. But obviously the trade is looking forward to more corn acres, maybe less bean acres on the report. They're looking for bean stocks to be lower out here. I think those are all reasonable thoughts. There are some that think the corn acres are actually going to be down. I don't see that. There's a wide range of expectations on the acreage number on Friday, and we'll see how it actually comes out. But, we did sell 204,000 metric tons of old crop corn to China. So old crop certainly led the way up here today in the corn, with the May gaining about 6 cents on December. So, I think as long as the Chinese buying continues, that's probably reasonable. The corn-bean ratio, I think when I checked it yesterday, it was like 2.37. It's really not enough incentive to really load the boat on beans. And I think, as I've been saying for quite some time, I think the American farmers are thinking that they're going to try to produce their way out of what may be a cash flow situation at the end of the year. We know inputs have been high. They need strong prices, but they also need a big crop. And if a guy's APH is 180 bushels, is he hoping for 210 or 220? I think that's the gamble. Spring weather looks pretty good. The long-term forecast, the 30 to 90-day forecast, says that we should have a fairly normal spring. So hopefully by the time it's all over, we'll get the corn and the beans in the ground without too much trouble, and the winter wheat. And, I'm still, until proven otherwise, I think we've got to be looking to sell rallies in this market. Unless they come out with, something incredibly low on the beans. Even if they do, I'd be a willing seller of some more beans on a knee-jerk reaction higher tomorrow. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.